This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else. But as Nate Silver, who, doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, has concluded, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And it wasn't. It was on October 28th, and there was just a lot of funny business going on around that. And ask yourself this, within an hour or two of the Hollywood Access tape being made public, the Russian theft of John Podesta's emails hit WikiLeaks. What a coincidence. So, you just can't make this stuff up. So, did we make mistakes? Of course we did. Did I make mistakes? Oh, my gosh, yes. You'll read my confession and my request for absolution. But the reason why I believe we lost were the intervening events in the last 10 days. And I think you can see I was leading in the early vote. I had a very strong, and not just our polling and data analysis, but a very strong assessment going on across the country about where I was in terms of, the necessary both votes and electoral votes.
I'm just curious, Scott, do people still really want to know this? Do they really want to know why she lost?
I take a lot of blame on myself, but it was those guys that did it.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a double-sided deal. She can't, really take the full blame. And, before, I kind of felt sorry for her. I feel sorry for anybody who puts their heart and soul into something, whether it's a ball game or, any type of competitive deal. And when you don't, when you lose, it's hard. You can't help but relate to that. We don't always win. And sometimes those losses are very, very difficult. And I felt for her. But it's like, this is droning on. It's like, maybe this is better. This conversation is better had with a therapist or something.
Yeah, I guess I don't feel bad for her. I really don't. I don't feel bad for any team that loses. When it's something, I felt kind of bad for Bernie when Bernie lost, because I think he was putting a lot of effort into it, and he got worked by the same thing that they tried to do to Trump. They tried to come out and say that there is no chance for Trump, just like they did in California. Well, it's been determined that Hillary's going to win. So a bunch of Bernie supporters didn't go out and vote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they closed the door early on that one.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to be talking next week with Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, the authors of that celebrated book, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Boy, that's a pretty good analysis, what they came up with. And, anecdotal information, from people inside the campaign itself, it's their perspective. Talked about how many, it seemed to me that what kept coming up in the book is Robbie Mook. And that Hillary had put a lot of her eggs and really relied on Robbie Mook to carry the day. And here he was, the wunderkind, who, everybody said, well, he's the guy who's going to take her to the promised land. And he was such a control freak. Some of the inside ball that went on there. So when you lose, there's always lots of mistakes, right? It's not just any one thing. but there were lots of things that contributed to it. But I don't know. I have the sense that people are just kind of feeling and that maybe it's a little tired is all.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag BML Talk. Let us know. And you can even hit the phone lines at 877-317-6432. Hey, we got an open mic situation, so if there's something that is on your heart that you want to particularly talk about and share with us, by all means, we'll open up the phone line, 877-317-6432. So, you know, not to really hammer so much or belabor the situation with Hillary Clinton, but, you know, it's interesting. I think she's still trying to process this whole deal. And it's, you know, you don't know until you hear what people say. You know, the rest of it is kind of conjecture and you can have an opinion about it. And certainly there's been lots of opinions about what happened with Hillary Clinton. But, you know, to hear her talk is quite revealing if you listen to what she says. You know, wants to blame Clinton. I mean, wants to blame Comey, Russia, you know,
WikiLeaks.
But she set herself up, Scott, as you and I were talking. I mean, she was the one that decided to have the, the server, you know, in a closet in Colorado or something, you know, that, and what she subjected herself to. And then, of course, the DNC, like they were prepared, and what came out, if you remember, is there was a warning. I think the FBI sent out a warning, said, hey, you guys, you know, there's some activity. People are trying to break into your information. Well, the Republicans, you know, boy, they responded right away. Not the Democrats. I mean, they left it wide open. And then, of course, I mean, what a mess.
You mean password's not a good password?
No.
All right. Give me a minute. I got to change some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's crazy. But, it's just absolutely silly. I mean, and here's these people. You know, what cracks me up is these are the very same people when they're vying for jobs and, you know, you realize how much money you're paying them. They go, well, you know, they graduated from Harvard. You know, they're these brilliant people. You've got to have these people. You got to pay all this money. You got to, you know, give them a golden parachute upon retirement after serving the government for 2 years. And you go, well, wait a minute. You know, last time I checked, we're $20 trillion in debt. We have all this incompetence all over. And you would think that with these brilliant people on the beltway running our government, we'd be doing a lot better than this, wouldn't you think?
Being brilliant does not shield you from greed. Mm-hmm. It does not shield you from making stupid choices. There's a lot of brilliant people that are right now sitting in jail.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So, I don't know if anybody deserves a golden parachute.
Well, and certainly not when you're serving the government. I mean, it was never this way expected by the founding fathers that you would retire from the government. It would be a career. You know, you were to be a citizen politician. and go out there and actually be subjected to the very laws you created. But no, you know, these elites, they work out the deal to say, hey, look, it's all for you, but not for me. I mean, really? And I think more and more people, I got to tell you, as I'm in my travels across this country, as I talk with people on airplanes or in other, you know, other venues, they are starting to get it. And this is what all this stuff, I mean, they you know, people can make fun of Donald Trump and say all they want to say about him, but in the big picture scope of things, Donald Trump right now is their only champion. I mean, they're not getting this from Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell. There's no vision or even hope. I mean, they're not even bringing up the obvious things that Trump is responding to. And they say he's a populist. Well, he's got his finger on Main Street America. He understands what it is that's bothering them, and he's giving them voice, which is the first time in a long time. And, you know, Democrats can do what they want to do and, you know, play chess and checkmate the government and stop things. But, you know, this is not over. I mean, in much the same way that the Tea Party, even everything that the government tried to do, Barack Obama, Lois Lerner, the IRS, what they tried to do to stop the Tea Party, they just kept on going. They said, okay, you know, we can't necessarily affect things on a national level the way we started, so we're going to do it at a local level. Look how effective they've become. And now, slowly but surely, you know, I think there's only a couple now, when we talked with Jenny Beth Martin, only a couple who have not received their tax exemption. But, I mean, it absolutely galls me that when they talk about rigging the election, that they never talk about the Tea Party and what they did to the grassroots level and how they set it on fire and just marginalized them and set them aside by not accommodating and giving them a tax exemption like any of the other liberal groups. You know, but there's no outrage on this. You know, it's all quiet. And this is the stuff that's bubbling on Main Street that Donald Trump understands. And he's responding to, and he's got an uphill battle because, you know, as we talked about early on, Scott, you know, it's not like Washington, D.C. wants to get fixed.
And that's one of the things is that he's not just battling the Democrats. He's battling Republicans, too, because there's two sides of the swamp. Well, I think you got I firmly believe you have good people on both sides of the both sides of those things that genuinely want to do good for people. Mm-hmm. I think there's people on both sides that don't really care, to the extent that I think they should. I think this as a way for them to, right, to gain notoriety, money.
Power.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Power, money. But I do think there's people that genuinely care.
But it's hard, though, Scott, when you go into, it's like an organization. If you go work for a company, we've all been there, and you work for some companies, you just go, no matter what you do, the dysfunction is so bad, it's from the top down, it's so well established and ingrained. You know, I used to say you just don't have a fair chance to win. But if you can't control or have any input into the reigning culture of any organization, and it's a round peg in a square hole, you don't have a fair shot at it. You're not going to be successful. Your people are frustrated. They're non-productive. All those bad ills that go along with an inefficient operation. And this is what's going on in our government.
Yeah, and honestly, I think for him, he might want to start with his own side of the aisle on the cleanup. We already know what the other side is, but again, I don't want to sound like I'm too down on it all, but what has the leadership on the Republican side done so far?
Yeah, well, this is what's coming to note, and now, boy, you hear all the nervousness and the clattering that's going on about health care. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel last night, went on and talked about, you know, basically how well Obamacare worked for the heart surgery for his child, and it was quite an emotional plea. And the response, social media wise, I mean, it lit up.
A millionaire.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah, I know. But still, but the way he presented it, Main Street, you know, the Main Street America related to what he was sharing with them, and they responded. I mean, his response to social media just went up exponentially. So there are stories and there are connections out there. And, you know, the Republican Party, along with Donald Trump, and I would say all political groups need to understand connectivity and influence, and for the right, you know, for the right reasons, you know, substantiated with fact. And that would go a long way in getting this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues. We're looking about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
And President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin vowing to take on Syria and North Korea together. The two world leaders speaking on the phone for the first time since U.S. missiles blew up a Syrian airbase last month.
It was a very constructive call that the two presidents had. Very, very fulsome call, a lot of detailed exchanges, so we'll see where we go from here.
President Trump and Putin also agreed to meet face-to-face in July at the G20 summit in Germany.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm surprised that the mainstream media has not gone wiggy over that. I mean, they're probably going to go, well, you know, Trump and Putin, you know, they're getting together to work on the next campaign together. Oh, gosh.
Well, Mark Cuban was on, I think it was MSNBC the other day, and he brought up a really good point. He goes, look, it's not all bad with Trump. He goes, every time he's met face-to-face with a foreign leader, he goes, it's been a very positive experience. Mm-hmm. It's been a very good thing. And he goes, so, you know, everybody keeps talking about all this bad that's with him, but he's done some good stuff, too.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, well, I'm glad that that Cuban gave us some sober perspective. And he's come up with some good ideas. And I think he's backed off a little bit and seeing that, you know, Trump is not as wild as he thought in some of his earlier comments had suggested. Actually, more than suggested, but nonetheless, well, that's good. And he's exactly right. I mean, you know, whether it's Nieto or, you know, the Canadian prime minister, you know, China, certainly. I mean, there's been some good things that are coming out of this. And so, poor Donald Trump. I mean, no matter what he does, the mainstream media is just so anti-Trump that if he breathes, that's a problem, you know. And then, of course, then you have Maxine Waters, who says, I never said to impeach him, and now she's back to saying impeach him again. I mean, come on, people. I mean, we got to get this country back on track. How is this serving the people? I mean, you're so ideologically fixed. See, this is the shame of this all, is that for all the energy that they're putting into this, we need them doing some heavy lifting, like, you know, doing something about this healthcare program that is about ready to implode, and it looks like the Republicans are very reticent to get their act together here, Scott. I mean, they're looking terrible on this. And for Trump, you know, Trump's now coming back and going, well, you know, midterm, you know, we need those 60 votes. I mean, this is like, well, you know, this is all part of the mantra. And he's got to be careful because Republicans said, hey, we need the House. Give us the House and we'll get this thing squared away. Well, give them the House and then they need the Senate. Got to have the Senate. Well, he got the Senate. And, if you only give us the Oval Office, you give us the Oval Office, we're going to drain the swamp. We're going to do all this stuff.
Well, and that's one of the issues I'm having is, did you, during all this campaigning that you've done, have you forgotten how to lead? Mm. Have you forgotten how to legislate? I mean, come on. You have almost, you have to convince 8 people from the other side to come over.
Mm-hmm.
You're a politician. You can't convince 8 people to come over and see your side of things.
Yeah, you would think you'd be able, especially in light of the fact that, what do you got, 9, 10 senators whose seats are up there, they're very vulnerable in areas in districts that, you know, Trump won resoundedly. And so you think, hey, maybe they can get a little bit of movement here. But they're holding their ground, they're stuck, their heels are there. And, you know, as we suggested, you know, McConnell can change the rules. I mean, they can, you know, and do away with the filibuster. I know it would be very dangerous to do this sort of thing because it'll come back and bite you.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's even an option that you can put on the table. I think eventually that favors one. It will always favor one side or the other.
Right, exactly.
And then you're looking at, well, what do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like executive orders. I mean, I know they're there and I know that they're part of the system, but you probably shouldn't be using them because it's really easy for the next guy to come in and just say, well, that's gone, that's gone, that's mm-hmm. gone. We just saw it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see more. And we'll see more of that. And maybe that's the only good thing about executive orders. Yes, it's a short-term fix, but if you don't have the group and the influence to be able to make it into law and have, have Congress and the Senate approve it, then it becomes subject to change.
But that's their job. Let's stop letting people get away from their job. And I'm not leaving Trump out of this either. He told us very specifically that he was a deal maker, that he knew how to go in and get the tough deals done. Well, let's see it. You bring in both Paul Ryan, who I'm not even sure what he does there. If there was a performance review every 6 months, I'm guessing he would be deducted pay. And you bring in Schumer and Pelosi and all of them, and you, hey, let's get this done. It's not for the Republican Party. It's not for the Democratic Party. Everything they do is supposed to be for the American people.
Well,
let's see it.
You're right, Scott, and this is where the president needs to use the bully pulpit. He needs to take his vision. He needs to take it on the road. And even if he, you know, like what he said the other night, you know, it's, you know, not being at the dinner at, you know, that, that crazy dinner in D.C. and the contrast that was shown with him, you know, having a rally of thousands of people, there versus being at the White House, you know, a dinner the correspondence dinner, you know, being at that dinner, it was ridiculous. Why would the guy want to go there? I mean, it's just, you know, let's roast the president. Well, you roast him the year before he was president. So, you know, you got your pound of flesh. It's time for him to really be about the people's business. Forget about that stuff. Go on the road, take the story, let the people understand what's going on and put the pressure on their elected officials. I think that's the way he's got to do it. Because, you know, as you say, and I agree with you, I'm very disappointed in Mitch McConnell and in Paul Ryan. And I know some people say, wow, they're doing, you know, they got their, well, those are all excuses. You know, in business, you've got to come down to a bottom line. What have you affected? You know, to your point, have you done your job? Are you doing what the people expected you to do? You've been asking for the, you know, to have control, that you would take care of the health care program problem, and you haven't. You have failed miserably, and it looks like you're going to fail again. And I'll tell you, if they blow this, if they absolutely blow this again, Scott, I think the Republican Party is done. I mean, and that may sound drastic, but I'm just saying is that, look at, you guys got to figure out what to do here. And realize how urgent it is, number one. Number two, what are you willing to put on the line? You know, as we said, we said this a while ago, is that are you willing to fall on your sword? I don't see Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell ready, you know, willing to fall on their sword.
Well, and that's the thing. I agree with you. I do think that you are going to start losing people because, you know, now they're talking about those mini elections. We need those 8 extra people. Well, no, I've already given you a chance here, and I've always said I was independent, but I've always leaned more right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them, and I'm being just as critical of them as Democrats are,
yeah.
And not for the same reasons, obviously.
Right.
But if what happens if you disenfranchise me? What happens if somebody like Mark Cuban, who I actually like, and I like a lot of his ideas? What happens if he runs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he keeps talking about this, all the same stuff that I like.
But the problem we have here, look at, I think this is, we got a fair shot on this right now with the cast of characters, with Donald Trump, to do something, to really do something about this. I don't know, you know, what concerned me with Donald Trump was much the same thing that I saw what happened in California with Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you remember, Schwarzenegger went into California with all this bluster and bravado, and he was going to get these wussy men, he was going to get these guys together and stuff like that. Well, they all but handed him his hat. He didn't understand the machinations of politics and how nuanced it is and how, oh my gosh.
It was like Jesse Ventura up here.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesse Ventura won the governorship, and he went in and realized that things aren't... Look, it's easy to criticize from the outside. So,
yeah.
I mean, I got to be careful about that. But at the same time, just do what we voted you in there for.
Right. Well, the thing is that you said that's what you were going to do, and you didn't do it. So that's what you're being measured, and you're not being critical. You're just saying, hey, look, this is what you told me you were going to do. You got my vote, and it didn't happen. So you've lost all credibility here. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. It's 29 after.
Project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com and let us know your thoughts. You can send me an email. It comes to me direct. NSA approved, I will say. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. James Annell III is with us, Washington Examiner's politics editor, is previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. James, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be here, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A little frustrated, I have to admit, along with other conservatives, and you wrote in your column or your article with the Washington Examiner about how frustrated conservatives are over this last budget fight. I mean, you know, no matter what kind of spin the Republicans put on this, I mean, conservatives did not like seeing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer being happy about the way things came out.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why the White House brought out Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, a former Freedom Caucus member, strong fiscal conservative in the House, to sort of criticize the Democrats for spiking the football and really push back on the idea that this is a Democratic win, not a win for the Trump administration or the American people. But, you know, this is part of a larger pattern and a part of some long building frustration that a lot of conservative activists have, in that they're promised that, you know, if they just hold tight right now, there will be some future fight the Republicans will pick with the Democrats later, and then that's when they will actually get their policy victories. But then tomorrow never seems to come. So you have Republicans controlling both houses of Congress. They control the White House. And you see a lot of Democratic funding priorities that are being paid for in this spending agreement. And you have to begin to wonder, and a lot of conservative activists are asking this question, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And Jim, people are frustrated, especially when the GOP leadership comes out and says, well, we weren't supposed to have a shot at this anyway. Well, what do you mean? But you got a shot at it and you failed. And because
right.
you didn't have the gumption and you were all afraid of closing down the government because of what the media was saying. It doesn't matter whether you do it now or as Trump tweeted out, well, we're going to put it all on the line come September. Well, what makes us want to believe and even have any kind of hope that come September, you're going to have more gumption than you could have had right now?
And that's the $1 trillion question is what,
exactly.
what will change in September. And I think that the reluctance on the part of the Republicans was that they thought it would look dysfunctional to control everything and have a government shutdown. This spending bill is not exempt from the filibuster in the way that Obamacare repeal through reconciliation would be. So you need a minimum of 8 Democrats to get it through the Senate. And so they thought they could punt on some of their fights and some of their budget priorities in order to win those Democratic votes. But then they didn't take into consideration how the conservative base would react to that. And they didn't take into consideration how jubilant the Democratic leadership would be that they got so much of what they wanted with unified Republican control of the federal government.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here it is. You have a winning party looking like losers. And, you know, what's at the core? What's the core issue here, Jim, as you're seeing it?
Well, I think the core issue is just, can Republicans govern? Can they play this game? I mean, they have everything that they ran and asked for. They got all the power. I mean, yes, obviously they don't have a filibuster-proof Senate majority, you know, and obviously they don't have, the biggest House majority, historically speaking, but it's solid enough.
Mm-hmm.
How much more power do you give Republicans in exchange for what results? I think that's mm-hmm. what conservatives are really asking themselves.
Well, I think what they're starting to see here, and tell me if I'm wrong, is you've got the Democrats. They've been one thing you can hand to the Democrats. It doesn't matter. They're pretty well lockstep. They've got the party hymnal, and that's the book and the chapter and verse they sing from. They're very consistent
right.
that way, no matter what the situation. But with the Republicans,
right.
you've got, you know, 3-4 groups that bifurcate the Republican Party. So now it's not that we just have two parties. We have the Democrats, and then you got 4 versions of the Republicans. Is that fair?
Yeah, it seems like whatever happens, no matter how big the Republicans' majorities are, no matter how much power they have in Washington, there's always just enough people who will defect to prevent some major conservative priority from coming together. Whereas the Democrats, and in fairness, the Democrats have often had much bigger congressional majorities than the Republicans have had. But, they can let some of their centrists walk. They can let some of their less liberal members take a no vote on something. But they still have just the right number of votes to pull their legislation over the finish line.
Well, what is it going to take for the Republicans? Do they have to just finally exercise some intestinal fortitude and just kind of whatever they need to do, including therapy, to realize that they just can't flinch anymore? Is that possible?
The Democrats, whatever you want to say about them, were willing to lose their congressional majorities in order to pass Obamacare. And they did lose those majorities. I mean, it took a little while to lose the Senate, but they ultimately did. Lost the House immediately in the very next election. But they have Obamacare to show for it, and they have a much larger government role in our health care system as something to show for it. And
right.
Republicans are going to pay a price at the ballot box if they can't do anything, but will they have anything to show for it? Are Republicans willing to risk their majorities to repeal Obamacare and to defend a free market vision of health care,
exactly.
As the Democrats were willing to sacrifice politically to defend a government-centric view of health care? And so far, the answer doesn't look very promising.
Right. And you bring up an excellent point here, Jim, and that is what the Democrats were willing to put on the line. You know, give up the majority in the House and the Senate for Obamacare. And this is why Chris Coons, Senator Coons, is doing everything he can to try to work with the Republicans and put out a narrative out there saying, hey, we're here. We want to talk about saving Obamacare. We're willing to meet them in the middle here. But if you bring up repeal and replace, then that's it's a non-starter because they're fighting for their very political lives on this issue, right?
Well, the bottom line is that Obamacare is presently constituted, can't work. The exchanges, especially the individual markets, the individual health insurance market, the exchanges are failing. And insurers are beginning to leave, and there are problems of access, there are problems of cost. Those problems are going to have to be dealt with one way or the other. They can be dealt with on the Republicans' terms and trying to create better functioning markets in health insurance, or they can be dealt with on Democratic terms, which is moving us closer to a single-payer health care system, moving us to a more government-controlled system than even prevails under Obamacare. Republicans really don't have the option of just punting on this. This is going to be solved one way or the other, and if Republicans don't solve it, it's going to be solved entirely on Democratic terms.
They're really, in a lot of ways, the only way they can win is they have to solve this problem, because if they just sit back and let it implode, they're going to be blamed for it. At this point, they've picked up the ball, they've picked up the mess that was created by the Democrats, and the way the voter politic is going to look at it in the media is going to say, hey, look at the approval ratings of Obamacare right now, even though all these things, you know, are happening, which was projected to occur, no big surprise here, imploding on itself, it's, you know, code blue, they're bringing out the battles and everything, and they can't get a heartbeat on this thing, but still, it's going to be, you know, up to the Republicans. It's almost like they have no choice but to, you know, come up with a plan, don't they?
Well, I mean, even once you introduce a bill, you're taking a certain amount of ownership. So their inability to pass a bill, even though they have the White House and they have both houses of Congress, gives them some responsibility for what happens next on health care. Even if they didn't create the plan, the bill that's imploding right now, they have an opportunity to do something different and have thus far failed to do so.
Right. Well, James, as always, appreciate your insight here. James Antle III, Washington Examiner's politics editor, on the issue of frustrated conservatives. Boy, they're way past due to start winning under Trump, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they're really eagerly waiting for it to start.
Exactly. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for
attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to Bill Martinez Live. .com. It's all right there. Drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston with us right now. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. Overall, just a wonderful human being. And we always appreciate wonderful human beings on Bill Martinez Live. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Oh, fantastic. Bill, how are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much. I'm on the West Coast here, you know, so, you know, I'm having all kinds of fun. Nice moderate temperature, you know, we got slides, slip sliding away here. I keep hearing Paul Simon in the background.
You can enjoy the May Day protest march today in Los Angeles.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's been going on. I mean, it is amazing, you know, looking back, but what can you do? They got to, you know, it's like every day is just begging for a protest, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Another day, another protest. What it is protest theater, and we've had 100 days of it. You know, people look at evaluating the first 100 days of the presidency, but we kind of forget what has happened. Like, over the weekend, okay, we had this People's Climate March. Mm-hmm. Ostensibly, that's what it was called. Leo DiCaprio was there, Al Gore was there, and the theme of these protests, each one has a theme. As a matter of fact, today's protest theme is supposed to be May Day. It's traditionally a workers' rights day. Mm-hmm. It happens to be the St. Joseph, the worker feast day. But, you know, what we have marching in Los Angeles are all of the various immigrant groups. And what was marching over the weekend for the climate march were a bunch of far left-wing organizations, many of which are funded by
Mr.
The
George?
Society foundations of George Soros,
yes,
and other, you know, Communist Party USA, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Soros has been this very ubiquitous donor who's been giving to a number of causes, including Black Lives Matter, including he was a very large donor of the failed Hillary Clinton campaign. And so what happens is there's like so many protests that we even forget. On Inauguration Day,
Yeah.
On January 20th, what was their protest? And the next day, there was the Women's March on Washington with the now infamous pink headgear. We know about that.
Yeah.
That was, we saw, we heard Madonna and Ashley Judd, excuse me. Uh-huh. And after the president issued his first executive order for the travel moratorium, temporary travel moratorium, we had these, quote, spontaneous, close quote, protests.
Exactly.
It just came up immediately at airports across the country. Then on February 16th, we had a day without immigrants. Then on President's Day, February 20th, we had Not My President's Day. Then on March 8th, we had a day without a woman. Then we had on March 10th, the Native Nations Rise March. We had a dance party protest in front of Ivanka Trump's house on April 1st. I mean, this goes on and on.
How about a day without a protest? How about that? That would be novel.
I think that is a brilliant idea.
Just you and me. I think we, you know,
yeah,
go make it happen.
We're not allowed to have that, though. We're not allowed. Yeah. We got to have protest theater. And so what it is, you know, we have the election result deniers on the far left getting together with the various disgruntled groups. So these are disgruntled gay groups. These are disgruntled immigrant groups. Illegal immigrant groups.
Right, right.
We should distinguish that.
The fact that they can even, you know, express themselves on a legal street of the United States of America is kind of ironic, isn't it?
Oh, no, it is. It's very ironic. I mean, speaking of irony, the week before we had this, over this last weekend, we had the, you know, the People's Climate March.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we had a march on science, the March on Science, and the co-chair of that event was Bill Nye, who used to be the host of Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Right.
Now he's the host of a Netflix show called Bill Nye Saves the World. Talk about irony.
Mm.
Bill Nye has no training or experience in science.
Right.
He's a stand-up comedian turned actor who became a TV host, and his latest contribution to saving the world is to suggest that the government should punish people who have too many children. It sounds a little like the one-child policy in communist China.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe he's in the wrong zip code. That's all it is, you know. Yeah.
So we just have these theatrical protests, and the media tries to pawn them off like they do today. And, of course, we have the protests that have turned violent because people have tried to make them turn violent. And all this stuff, ironically, also is backfiring.
Yeah.
It's backfiring on the far left, who stand for nothing, have nothing. All they have to talk about is Russia tax returns, Russia tax returns. And the same thing, of course, with the far left figures in the Democrat Party, figures like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. And poor Elizabeth, she wasn't too happy when Bill Maher referred to her as Pocahontas.
Yeah, she gave him that special look that she reserves usually for Republicans to Bill Maher.
Yeah.
But generally her appearance was a love fest with Bill Maher. And, you know, it was just her, basically her distorted view of history where she explains, you know, how wonderful things were before Ronald Reagan. That's basically her thesis.
Well, James,
Ronald Reagan messed everything up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, help me out here. You know, Al Gore, he's got another movie, Inconvenient Truth Part 2, which the first one didn't even, you know, prove to have much veracity. But I guess he just keeps on purporting the lie if nobody's going to say anything about it, or he's got enough people that will follow him into this abyss of climate change and global warming and all these other, you know, false narratives that gone along with it that, you know, good qualified science people can't even back up.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, any other person, especially a person who would be right of center, who made the statements that Al Gore made when his first Inconvenient Truth came out, would be not listened to at all.
Yes.
Because he talked about what he called the 10-year tipping point, that he claimed basically the Earth as we know it would be over long before 2017. He said that, you know, But by 2016, basically, we would have reached the tipping point. The oceans would be up.
Well, the ice caps would have all melted, everything else, right?
There would be no polar bears left. Just all of these dire predictions that we can see in the movie The Day After Tomorrow, where that's Al Gore's world, and they all turned out to be false. Every single thing that he predicted is false, and most of his so-called science is not science. It's based on computer models. We learned in school something called the scientific method that involved an empirical experiment. All of Al Gore's theories and the theories of the people that push now what is called climate change are based on computer models with assumptions plugged in, so that it's not science. That's why you notice that the people that are trying to put down any dissent to the man-caused global warming theory will say these words, scientific consensus. And it's all scientists, virtually every scientist believes that. That's a trick of the left. That's not science. Consensus
and they proved, that narrative was already wrong anyway, right? 95%. You know, and then you go in and talk to the scientists and go, I didn't agree to that.
100% of the scientists believe the Earth was flat. 100% of the scientists didn't subscribe to Newtonian physics. 100% of the scientists didn't know about Einstein's theory of relativity, and probably half of them thought Einstein was crazy. So this is the way science goes forward. Man-caused climate change is a theory. It is not a fact.
Exactly. Well, President Obama said it was a fact. He was wrong.
Well, President Obama said I could keep my doctor.
Yes, right. Same guy. Obama. Oh, that's right. Same guy. Yes, right. Plus, on top of that, you know, in science, we don't talk about facts. We talk about a law, right? I mean, it goes through its process. It eventually becomes a law. It doesn't become a fact.
Well, yeah. I mean, it does. It would become a law. That's exactly right. You know, like the law of gravity.
Exactly.
Which we very clearly can prove.
Yes.
That's why, you know, we get into a different discussion, you know, the so-called anti-science people that point out the theory of evolution is a theory. Macroevolution is a theory.
Right.
And, oh, well, you're a evolution denier. Well, no, you're just stating a fact.
There is
no empirical proof of macroevolutionary theory. There is proof of microevolutionary theory, but that's the kind of evolution that doesn't change one species into another.
Yeah.
So there,
it doesn't make a cow a chicken.
So the March on Science actually was a march to support anti-science.
Yeah, you know, really. The bottom line, isn't it? That's really about it. James, we got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to let you summarize this up. You know, DiCaprio and Gore and George Soros, the holy trinity of climate change, right?
We're on anti-science. The greatest anti-science lie that's embraced by the left is ignoring human development. And if you look at the science of human development, you end up being pro-life.
Yeah.
And that's why they ignore it.
Exactly.
Being pro-choice is anti-science.
Well, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.